B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Juan Panzo Temajolt. How is X pronounced in...
Like an ush.
Ush. Okay. Temosh Mush. I can't pronounce his name.
Just call him Juan.
T-E-M-O-X-O-X-T-L-E.
Yeah, there we go.
Anyway, Juan died after a manure vacuum truck he was operating sunk into a manure pit at the Shelton Dairy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was operating the manure vacuum truck when it appeared to have lurched forward and fell into the manure pit, submerging the cab of the truck in the fetid liquid manure.
Oh, my God.
I know.
God.
Think of the worst way to go.
Fetid liquid manure.
Yeah. The release goes on to say the father of three children.
And he has a difficult name to pronounce.
Was trapped inside of the truck for 30 minutes before workers were able to get the truck free from the pit using a forklift.
Dear God.
He was later declared dead at the hospital. I know.
Yeah.
He was drowned in liquid.
Liquid S.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had vacuum trucks for that.
I guess they do. Yeah. So, wow. Terrible story.
Closed coffin, I assume, or?
I'm going to guess so. All right, how about this one? I doubt there was I'm assuming there was a closed coffin for this guy. A man lay dead in Oslo, Norway, in an apartment for 9 years before being discovered by a caretaker in December, Norwegian police have said.
So he's in an apartment complex?
Yeah.
Rotting away?
I believe so. So the man, who was in his 60s, had been married more than once and had no children.
What did his current wife say?
But according to neighbors, he kept himself. He kept to himself, and when they didn't see him, they thought that he had moved or been taken to an institution.
He's actually a wonderful neighbor, though. He smells like rotting ass.
He was found only when the caretaker requested police open the apartment so he could carry out maintenance work. So I don't know if it was in an apartment building or what.
Yeah,
but
it's not.
It was an apartment, so there were other units around it. Police believe the man died in April of 2011.
Unbelievable.
Based on a carton of milk and a letter that were found in his apartment. An autopsy showed he died of natural causes. His pension was stopped in 2018 when the Norwegian Labor and Welfare Administration could not get in touch with him. But his bills continued to be paid automatically from his bank account.
So he had that much in the account.
Why?
Wow. Yes. Wow.
A professor at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology said the man would unlikely have lain dead undiscovered for 9 years if he had died 30 years ago. The failure of new technological systems to raise red flags when someone did not make physical contact
was
the price we've paid for digital services.
So how many loot crate boxes were piled up?
It must have been tons. A New York couple has been arrested after police found a 4-year-old boy unattended in a car outside an adult store.
Oh, man.
Police are called to the parking lot of Amazing Intimate Essentials for reports of a 4-year-old left in the car alone. Upon arrival, troopers found the boy, as reported, with no parents or guardians in sight. And troopers went into the store and found the boy's mother, 25-year-old New York woman, along with her partner, 28-year-old New York woman. And police learned that the women had been inside the store for about 15 minutes.
Daddy has a magazine with naked ladies hugging.
The mother was charged with risk of injury to a minor and leaving a child unsupervised in a motor vehicle.
What's that from?
I don't know.
The Family Guy?
Maybe it predates the Family Guy thing, but that's probably a good guess.
Hit it one more time if you got it.
Daddy has a magazine with naked ladies hugging.
I love it. Okay, so I had a story yesterday of a couple. One of them was found dead in Death Valley.
Yes, here's a horrible story.
Here's some more hikers. A volunteer search and rescue team saved two hikers stranded in a Utah canyon on Friday night, and they saved them by guiding them down the mountain with powerful searchlights. The Salt Lake County Sheriff's search and rescue team received a call on Friday that two climbers were stranded in Little Cottonwood Canyon. The hikers began their climb of the canyon about 15 miles southeast of Salt Lake City, and they started around 4 p.m., They didn't complete the 5-pitch route late in the evening, and they didn't know how to. They didn't know the decent route or have adequate light to be able to find the rappel stations to get back off the route in the dark. They, it got dark and they couldn't find their way down.
You make the wrong move, so they couldn't lay out their path. So what kind of lights were they using?
Search lights, like full on
mounted on what? Helicopters?
I don't know. Volunteer rescue. It looks like they were mounted on the ground.
Okay.
Volunteer rescuers familiar with the route, known as the schoolroom, went to its base and shined high-powered lights on the rappel stations that the stranded climbers needed and provided them a descent path. The climbers made it off the mountain.
Sorry!
Around 2 a.m. with no injury, so it's a long day for them of hiking. And then finally, we will end with this story, and it's a follow-up. A bodybuilder who is in a throuple or a three-way with two sex dolls says that his partners have fallen in love with each other.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sex dolls are in love?
Yes. Yuri Tolchako is back at it again after announcing that he had taken a second sex doll wife, Lola, while his old sex doll wife, Margot, was in repair, and that he is now in a throuple with Lola and another sex doll, Luna. He has now revealed that his two sex doll partners have fallen in love.
That always happens, doesn't it?
The bodybuilder from Kazakhstan revealed the latter in an Instagram post where he explained that his dolls, Luna and Lola, were getting on pretty well and claimed that he spends time with them both together as well as separately. He said, "So me and Luna get along great. Lola also fell in love with Luna. I give each of them their separate time, but the three of us get together and are also having fun." He said, "Luna is so babe, so honey. I just want to hug her and not let go."
Yeah, this guy looks together.
He went on to add, P.S. By the way, I'm often asked how a doll differs from a living woman. In addition to the fact that she can be for a long time in different poses and you can realize a variety of fantasies, she also has a unique nanny hoo-hoo.
You just the unique nanny hoo-hoo.
There are elements that a living woman does not have, and you just fly into space when you play with her, he says.
So you're applying logic to this.
He does.
Yeah.
He's in love, man.
He's in love with me. It's like my fleshlights get jealous of each other.
Yeah. When you're in love, sometimes you're not in your right mind.
You're right. So.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A former sheriff's dispatcher in a suburb of New Orleans has been arrested, accused of refusing to return more than $1.2 million that had been accidentally deposited into her brokerage account.
I'm not going to do it.
It'd be hard, you know?
Wouldn't that be hard?
Sure. To say, oh, look, you made a little mistake here, but, you know, you have to.
We'll let you keep a million.
Kaylin Spadoni was taken into custody Wednesday on charges of theft. I'm sorry, Spadoni's a funny name. Charges of theft valued at over $25,000, bank fraud, and illegal transmission of monetary funds.
This is baloney, said Spadoni.
Such a phony.
Leave her alone. The report said that she was fired by the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office after her arrest. Spadoni is accused of immediately moving the funds to another account and using some of the money to buy a new car and a house. By the way, there's an ice cream called Spumoni, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I never liked that.
I did. I haven't had it in a long time. I liked it. Authorities said a clerical error has caused Charles Schwab to deposit more than $1.2 million into her brokerage account when it only meant to transfer about $82 in February.
I could see that mistake, $82, $2 million.
When the bank attempted to reclaim the money, the request was rejected because the money was not available. The sheriff's office said it was later learned that Spadoni had moved into
baloney.
Had moved the funds into another account.
He doesn't stand for baloney.
A sheriff's spokesman said that although the money was put into her account, it's not her money. She has no legal claim to that money. Even if it was put there by mistake, it was an accounting error. Charles Schwab sued Spadoni in federal court. The company tried to contact Spadoni several times.
Got Spadoni.
The transferred funds returned were
Spadoni.
Pick up the phony.
Returned, but were unsuccessful.
Hey, homie.
What's up, homie? About 75% of the money has been recovered, but Spadoni has to turn it over. And she's all alone-y, too.
It's tough. I mean, imagine. Yeah. I mean, you'd think, oh, my God, what a windfall. But you'd have to be an idiot to think that you had any right to spend
it. I know. All right. This is pretty wild. A South Carolina hunter got the shock of his life when he killed a monster nuisance alligator. After taking the gator to Cordray's, a butcher shop that has a side business in taxidermy, Ned McNeely found out that the 12-foot-long, 445-pound gator was not only a nuisance, but a serial dog murderer.
Oh, my God.
He said, we don't usually open up the stomach, but we did today. 5 dog tags.
Oh, Jesus.
1 bullet jacket, a spark plug, loads of turtle shells, and several bobcat claws were inside. 2 of the tags were legible, and 1 phone number still worked. When Cordray staff called the number, the man answering the phone confirmed that he had lost a hound 24 years ago.
See, I would not, in that general area, I would not let dogs go on out by themselves.
Yeah, he lost his dog 24 years ago while hunting leased property near where the alligator was killed. So.
Yeah, it's too dangerous.
That's what a gator does.
Yeah,
though.
Gator done.
They're looking for food, and they'll eat almost anything.
It's the owner's job to protect the animal.
Yeah, but yeah. They found 5 tags in the stomach. Wow. Someone obviously didn't pretend that the floor was quicksand as a child. Camille Colho, age 54, says she was taking her son's dog for a walk on Constitution Beach in East Boston when she decided to take a shortcut through what appeared to be gravel, but it turned out to be mud. And she ended up more than knee deep in the mud, and she flat out got stuck.
She couldn't get out.
Could not move.
Well, there's a suction that occurs in mud. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, there are some places. I remember seeing a story about quicksand and whether it's real or not.
Yes.
And there's a beach in Ireland that when the water goes out, when the tide goes out, it turns into this muck that essentially, and it won't take you all the way under.
No.
But people walking out there will get stuck in it regularly.
The Bay of Fundy has that same situation, which has that extreme tidal shift.
Witnesses summoned firefighters to the scene to reach the woman and the dog, who did not sink, but remained by Kelho's side. Kelho was not injured in the incident. Well, it's not clear what someone would have to gain from this, but police in Surrey, England, are searching for a mystery lumberjack after someone cut down dozens of trees along a stretch of the River Thames in what is now being referred to as the Chainsaw Massacre.
Uh-huh, because he used a chainsaw, I get it.
The person took down up to 30 trees over a 10-day period and is believed to be working at night. The tree victims have all been healthy, and the motive remains a mystery. Extra police patrols have been set up to try and catch the perpetrator or perpetrators, who police believe may be traveling in a small red car. The first fallen trees were discovered.
They're taking trees home in a small red car?
March 20. I don't know if they're taking them home. Okay. I just think they're just cutting them down.
Bastards.
Yes, for one reason or another.
Bastards.
A TikTok user has managed to make hair extensions out of her hair that fell out over the last year. And she has more than 21 million views on her post documenting her hair journey. After she learned that the average person loses 40 to 200 hairs each day, she challenged herself to collect all of the fallen hairs that she finds. And she collected the hair in plastic resealable bags before using double-sided tape to create her own hair extensions.
That's
from
wild.
All the hair that has fallen out over that time.
Hair loss due to stress has been a big issue during the pandemic.
Yeah. But this is just standard. This is just your hair, you know, the coming out. And not falling out and never coming back, but just,
natural progression.
Yep. In a recent video, she demonstrated putting her do-it-yourself extensions into a ponytail, by the way. But she did all that just by picking up her discarded hair. One last story. Let's end with this one. It's got a death in it. I don't want to end with that. We'll end with something else. How about this? All right, so you think of tortoises as slow creatures, but one family found out the hard way they can still manage to run away. One Kansas family is asking their neighbors to keep an eye out for a giant tan brown hump after their 10-year-old pet tortoise, Mad Mardigan, escaped their Wichita backyard sometime between Monday morning and Monday afternoon. While they believe that Mad Mardigan is still in the area, they are worried about her safety, particularly because temperatures have fallen in recent days. Mad Mardigan was from Willow, right?
Yes, I believe so.
It was the Val Kilmer
character. Yeah.
They said, we were originally from Phoenix And in the winter times, we do get frost, but typically the tortoise is in a burrow and is actually warm and inside.
It's getting a little nippy out here.
The owner, Harun Bari, whose wife has owned Mad Mardigan since she was a hatchling, so small she could fit in the palm of the hand, said, while she could probably handle cold weather snap, it's too cold is definitely not too good for her health, so it's a little worrisome. So they're looking for it. I told you, I had friends who had a turtle that ran away.
Yes.
They said things are faster than you think they
are. I like turtles.
Yeah, turtles are wonderful.
They can get away from you. All right, and there you go. And by the way, it's a giant pet tortoise.
Ran away. Yeah, oh, wow.
It's a big one.
Those are cool.
That's the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.